with Vav. As usual, I got myself between two different yonim. I'm really like 50 different yonim every minute, trying to sort things out. But the unfinishedness of Menuchas HaNefesh takes away my Menuchas HaNefesh. And it's never possible to finish anything in Torah. The Chalimini Yom, it's vaster than any ocean, it's endless, it's infinite. But as far as the Avoid is concerned, Menuchas HaNefesh, I feel that we have to come a little bit to a Saif Pasuk, to the end of a Pasuk. We can't leave the Indian in the middle, and we need to talk about practical Avoid. And then Mitzvah Shem to get back. I hope after Hanukkah, that Tkufa is the Tkufa with the Ikkas, then it's Tikkun HaEinayim, to get back to the subject that we were talking about last winter, which was the Einayim, the eyes. And I know also Moshe needs some time to get all the, there's some confusion with all of the tapes from that, from those shiurim about the eyes. So by then everything hopefully will be back in order, and we'll continue with that in him. But the sugya of Menuchas HaNefesh, we're swimming in this sugya of Menuchas HaNefesh, and we're trying to find now an opening into the Kedusha of Shabbos. Menuchas Shleimah Sha'at HaRoitzev, we spoke about last Shabbos afternoon, the last year in the afternoon. Menuchas Shleimah Sha'at HaRoitzev. Shabbos, obviously we know Shabbos is the Shoresh of Menucha. Any Menucha that a Jew could have, not only on Shabbos, but any Menucha that a Jew could have during the week. And Menucha, as we learned what Menucha is, not going to chazer all that now, it doesn't mean a nap. Vayet Sheikh Malizbal, the Menucha of a person who knows what his life is for and why he's in this world, and feels the confidence and the certainty and the godless hanefesh, and he lives with a heartbeat of greatness that we were talking about so much before the summer and during the summer. All of that comes from Shabbos. All of that comes from Shabbos. Menucha Shleima Sha'at HaRoitzev. So we want very much now to learn, to begin to learn the Pnimius. Not about Shabbos. Shabbos is impossible. Shabbos. But to talk about this Nakud of Menuchas Shabbos. The restfulness of Shabbos. What that means. And how to acquire it. And how to tap into the Menucha of Shabbos on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the worst time in school, in the office, in the house, the worst, most busy. How it's possible for us to access the Menucha of Shabbos every day of the week. And how it's possible for Shabbos to give us the ability to be kinder, to acquire that nida of Menuchas HaNefesh. The word Menuchas HaNefesh is not a nice thing. There's a need of Menuchas HaNefesh. That's what we began with last year. And how to be kind of that need of Menuchas HaNefesh. Only through Shabbos. With Shabbos we can be kind of this need. Part of what I'm saying now, the first chelik of what we're going to talk about, is based upon a Torah that's found in the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Some of you know that a few weeks ago, in the series of Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, there was released, he put out, the Mechaber put out one on Bereishis and Shmais. So what we're going to learn now is built upon that Torah in Parshas Lech Lecha. So for those who want to have a fuller and broader understanding of this Nakuda, it would be kedai to look over there in the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, Parshas Lech Lecha. I said to the children as we were leaving the house that tonight's shiur is not fun. You know, if you're looking for like, if someone's looking for a fun evening, this is not going to be fun. It's hard. It's hard. It's a hard Indian. And I don't know if I can give it over the way that it should be given over. There's the daven for Siyata Dishmaya that it should be said properly, it should be heard properly, because it's a hard Indian. And when I went over it a little bit, before, so I'm trying to think in English of certain words. I mean, it's my native language, but But to have those words, to be able to convey something that is beyond words, it's a tremendous challenge. So I know that you'll help me with it. And those of you who have been learning together with, we've been learning together for years, I'm sure that Yoise, more than what I'm saying, you'll be able to understand much, much more than what I'm saying. It's such a pella, it's such a wonder, when we come back to Avraham Avinu. And the way that Avraham Avinu begins his path for himself, and the way that he begins his path in our lives and in our hearts, is with a sentence that to us feels like the opposite of Nuchas Nefesh. The opposite of Nuchas Nefesh. The first words that the Baruch Shalom said to Avraham Avinu were not tranquil words at all. Leich lecha, me'artzecha, go. All that we associate with Menucha is stay. The first thing that Avraham Avinu heard was Lech Lecha, go. And the whole passion, Kum Hishalech Ba'aretz, get up and walk back and forth, La'archa L'Ravcha, across the width, the breadth of Eretz Yisrael. Kum his halach baratz, his halach lefanei veheye son. Walk before me, get moving. Haloich v'nasoya hanegba, haloch v'nasava, hanegba. Walking, moving every second of the parasha. There's no parasha in the whole Torah that has the shirish of halicha, walking, as much as this parasha. Moving. So the beginning of Avraham Avinu's path was one that could be described as filled with tenua, with frantic motion, going, coming. It's the beginning of his path. And the end of Avraham Avinu's path, in other words, when he became Avraham Avinu, be'emes, when all the birurim were finished, which was by the 10th test in next week's parasha, the test of the Akedah. So listen to the end of the path of Avraham Avinu, how it was completed, the chesima of the way of Avraham Avinu. Vayikra Elov Malach Hashem and Hashemayim. The angel of Hashem is brought, called out from Shemayim. Vayomer and said, Avram, Avram, Vayomer Hineini, Avram Avinu said, I am here. Vayomer Al Tishloch Yodch Elanai, don't reach out your hand, don't do anything to the boy. Valtas Le Mu'uma, don't do anything, stand absolutely still, stop. Ki Ata Yadati Ki Yirelu Kim Ata. So the Baruch Shalom says, because now it's clear that you are a God-fearing person. You didn't even hold back your only child from me. You didn't hold back your only child. Rashi says, Al Tishloch, don't reach out your hand, Lishchait, to Shecht, to slaughter Yitzchak. Amalai, so Avraham Avinu said, Im kain l'chinam basi l'kam means, so then what did I come here for? Then what was the purpose of the whole Lech Lecha El Eretz HaMoriah? What was the whole purpose of journeying back and forth in all of my travels to come to this point on this mountain where you told me to bring up my only son? So Rashi says that Avraham Avinu says, Im kain l'chinam basi l'kam, so what did I come here for? Let me just make a little bit of a nick, a little bit of a wound. A little bit of hatofas dam. Let me draw a little blood, something. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, Al tas le mu'uma. Don't do anything to him. Don't move. Freeze, like they say in the movies. Freeze, stop, right there. Al tas le mu'uma. Rashi says, Al tas boy mum. Don't make the slightest blemish. Don't touch him. You hear the Peloponnese. The beginning of Avraham Avinu was cool light. Noah was constantly moving. Leich lecha, leich lecha, here, kum nishalech, leich v'nasaya, hishalech lefanai. The whole thing was moving. A mahalech of going, of coming, of go, running back and forth. And the end of the journey, al tas le'mu'uma means, shum dover, garnished, don't move, stand still. Even Avram Avram V'yomer, hineini. What does it mean, hineini? I am here, hineini. Al tas le'mu'uma. And Rashi adds on, and he said, I have to do something. Let me do something. Let me move a little bit. Let me just move and drop the knife a little bit. The Baruch Shalom says, no. Altas, shev v'altas. Don't do anything. Stand absolutely still. If you move at all, everything can be ruined. Everything will be ruined. So what began with the most frantic 6 day of the week movement in Avraham Avinu's life, lech lecha halech v'naso, that's how we feel the whole week, right? The whole week a Jew is lech lecha halech v'naso. The goyim can't keep up with us. You know that. They watch Jews, they don't know what to make of us. Lech lecha halech v'naso. Lech lecha halech v'naso. We're just laughing. One of the tzadkonis in the school, because that's something I said at the Chabur on Friday, she was telling me how, because I was laughing how when I would go with my mother, she should be able to go to buy a suit when I was a kid. It was a whole Indian, you know, to buy a suit. And how when a guy walks into the store, so this is, how much is this? Is the suit? It's $250. Okay, I'll take it. No Jew ever did that in his life. How much was it? I'll take it. No such thing. And you know, afterwards, if he says, I'll take it, he'll say, I don't know. I'm not so sure. We'll bring it back. You know, it's not. It's always haloich v'nasayah. So Avraham Avinu begins with the 6 days of the week, and how does Avraham Avinu end? Al tas le'mu'uma Shabbos. You hear? Don't move. Stay still. That's how Avraham Avinu's biur, when he came to the highest level, by the nisayin of the akedah, al tas le'mu'uma. The whole Shabbos is al tas mu'uma. Don't do anything. A little bit, nothing. Al tas. We understand that the beginning of the path of the tzaddik, of Avraham Avinu, was filled with restlessness. Because when a person is searching, when a person is looking, and that's the mahus of a Jew. It comes out in many ways. But when the person is looking for something, he's seeking something. So the beginning of Avraham Avinu's way was lech lecha, was moving. But the end, when everything is the way it's supposed to be, when Avraham Avinu discovers it, even though there's no end to a person's growing, of course not. But when it comes to that point where it is what it is supposed to be, when everything is bin kaimai, in its place, the way it's supposed to be, when a person can say, thus is thus, this is it. So then the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, al tas le'mu'uma, don't move. This is the way it's supposed to be, don't move. And what happened, what was misgala, what was revealed at that moment of the Akedah? So as we said before, the Baruch Shalom says, Ki ata yadati ki reilu kim ata. Now I know that you fear God. I know now that you're a God-fearing person. This, Rabbi say, of course, is the difference, but there's such an oimit to this. This is the difference between ahava, love, and yira, and fear, and awe, and reverence. Ahava, the emotion of love, generates, it gives birth to and it generates motion and movement. That's the nature of ahava. Ahava is kuloi lech lecha. The nature of Ahava, of that hergish, of that feeling of Ahava, is lech lecha. Of moving, of wanting, of reaching out. That's Ahava. And that, of course, is the natural nida of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's nida is Avmai Havi, Avraham Avinu is Chesed. Chesed means hispashtus. Hispashtus means haloich v'nasoya, more and more and more. Ahava is always more. Avram Ahavi. That's how Avram is described by the Navi Yeshaya. Avram is called the one who is in love with me. Avram Ahavi. The one whom I love and the one who loves me is constantly in that mode of moving and searching, of lech lecha. Yira is the opposite. Fear, awe, always means atkan. Right? Yira means a gvul, a boundary, a border. Yira means don't go beyond this point. It means you've come to this point. And beyond this point, there's no place else to go. Don't go beyond this point. So Avraham Avinu, Be'etzem, his whole nature is Avraham Ahavi, which is Lech Lecha, Ahava, love and chesed, of loving kindness, his spashtus, expansiveness, Lech Lecha, his halach lefonai. That's the beginning of the path of Avraham Avinu. And that's the nature of the man. But the end of his journey was ki ata yadati ki yirei lukim ata. You have reached the point, the madrega of yira, of fear. And yira means the end of all activity, the cessation of all work. It means standing still. It means being motionless. It means going to a line, to a point, and accepting al tas le mu'uma, that to be a yid means there's a time to move. Rotzayn is a time to hold back of the shayv. And this kalalus, the interfacing of these two midas in the life of Avraham Avinu, is the soid that's discussed in the Svarim HaKadosh, the mystery of Eila Tolus Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Hailad is Yitzchak. The strangest thing in the world is that Avraham Avinu could have a child, Yitzchak. Yitzchak's entire being is what? Is Yira. Yitzchak's entire being is standing still. Pachad Yitzchak. That awe and that fear that paralyzes, that causes a person to stand in his place. Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu is traveling all over the place. A world traveler. Yaakov Avinu is a world traveler. Yitzchak Avinu was who he was, and he stayed. Gor ba'aretz, it says, like dog, remain here. That's Yitzchak. And we learned every year, we talk about that the Isis Yitzchak is a Yid, a Yehudi, is a Tzaddik, a Chassid, and a Kaddish. But Avram became, even in his name he moved. Avram became Avraham. Yaakov becomes Yisrael. The names are moving. Yitzchak like Yitzchak. And Avraham Avinu gave birth to Yitzchak. Kol HaShemei Yitzchak Li, the Oiv Yisrael, the Abdur Rav talks about the laughter of Purim. The whole laughter of Purim is, how could it be that from Avraham Avinu could come a Yitzchak? Eila Tov is Yitzchak, and Avraham Hailad is Yitzchak. Because this catalyst of those two midas, of running, of standing still, of Ahava, of wanting more, and accepting God's will as final and absolute, and being still and satisfied with who you are, and being the simcha with who you are, is the midah of Yitzchak Avinu, whose joy, the tzchok of Yitzchak, is the one who lives in the boundaries, the absolute boundaries of God's will, the tzchok of Yitzchak. And the deeper meaning of Ayelchu Shnehem Yachtav, that they walked together, was that Avraham in his life came to that Avraham who in his natural midah was running and doing and ahava, all of that Avraham came by the Nisayin, by the test of the Akedah, to that level of what? Atiyadat Yirei Elukim Ata, the fear of God, which is Yitzhak. And Yitzhak's Avodah was that the one who was a Yorei, who naturally feared, who naturally was immobilized by his fear, should nevertheless be able to move. Should be able to love and to open up his heart and to move. And that was the Ohev Yisrael talks about, the Inyan of Purim. The custom of Purim is that Avram is dressed up like Yitzhak and that Yitzhak is dressed up like Avram. Kol Hashemei Yitzhak Li is Purim. The Oimek HaDavar, to understand this and to make it easier, Gemara Brachas and Hafsamach Dalet says, Talmidei Chachamim ein lehem menucha lo ba'olam hazeh v'lo ba'olam haba. I didn't bring up that Chazal earlier because it seems to contradict, although we're talking about we weren't ready for it because we didn't yet come to Shabbos. But the Gemara says, Talmidei Chachamim, those are the greatest Jews, Talmidei Chachamim ein lehem menucha, they have no menucha. Loi ba'olam hazeh, not in this world, and loi ba'olam haba, and not in the next world. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk, Yelchu Michael El Chayil, and they will go from strength to strength. Yelchu Michael El Chayil. Tamidei Chacham ein lehem menucha, loi ba'olam hazeh, loi ba'olam haba. So Talmid Chacham has no menucha in this world or the next world. It means when we meet up with the Talmid Chacham is a person of Lech Lecha. The Talmud Chacham is an Avraham Avinu of constant motion, journeying, traveling, wanting, reaching, growing, chayil ochoil, more learning, more davening, more tikkun amidos, more machshavas toyos, more ben adam nemakom, more ben adam chaver, more davening, more avoda, more. The ma'oid is the tzaddik, is the Talmud Chacham. And that's Avraham Avinu, that's Lech Lecha. And that's the heibach, that's the opposite of menucha. It's the opposite of being still. The opposite of restfulness, of tranquility. Talmid Chacham ein lehem menucha. Lo ba'olam hazeh, lo ba'olam haba. On the other hand, everybody knows that in Tanakh, when malachim are described, angels, so the Novi Zechariah in his vision, said, "V'nasati l'cha mahalchim min ha'oimdim ha'eila." Hashem Baruch says to the Novi Zechariah, "V'nasati l'cha mahalchim min ha'oimdim ha'eila." Human beings are mahalchim, are walkers, are movers. Min ha'oimdim ha'eila, malachim are called oimdim. Everybody knows this. Malachim stand still. So the Adam, the human being, Be'etzim is a mahalach, is a lech lecha dikke person. A human being is a lech lecha. And a malach, be'etzim is an oimed, is the one who stands absolutely still. Every malach has his avoida, a malach has his compartment to work in. He doesn't go beyond, he doesn't go out of that. That's the midah of yira. We say every day about the Malachim, right? Oinim be'ema, v'oimrim be'yira, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. The Malach lives in the gvul, in the boundaries that he was assigned. He is filled with the fear and the awe that immobilizes him. He is what he is. A malach was created for a certain purpose. It does what it's supposed to do. Finished. Zeh. That's what it does. Therefore, the malach is called an oimed, the one who stands still. And yet, the Rebbeinu Shlomo reveals that in the avoid of a Jew, even though the etzim of a Jew is Avraham, Yahavi is Lech Lecha, and that's how he began. That's the beginning of Avraham Avinu's journey, is coming and going, running. But the tachlis is that in the life of that runner, in the life of the Lech Lecha Jew, that there be those times or that midah of ata koi amod imadi. You stand here right now. Don't move. Al tas loy mu'umah. Don't budge from where you are. The midah of a malach, to be an oymed, to know when to stop, to know when to stand still. How is this possible? What does it mean? And in Yenenu for us, why is it, Taki, that a human being is a mahalach? That a Ben Yisrael, that a Jew, by his teva and his nature, itzumai, is a mover. Why is that? So everybody knows. That whenever somebody feels that there's something missing from his life, whenever I don't have what I want in this place, I go looking for it in another place. When I'm not satisfied here, then I look there. If everything is here, then there's no reason for me to go anywhere. So when the Gemara says about the Talmud Chacham, Ein lehem menucha. The Talmid Chacham ein lehem menucha loy ba'olam hazeh v'loy ba'olam hava. That the Talmid Chacham doesn't have menucha. And v'yelchum mechayel acharel, he goes from strength to strength. Lech lecha. That means that the Talmud Chacham more than anybody else feels that where I am now is not where I need to be. As much as I've accomplished, this miles to go before I sleep, it's only for English majors. As much as I've accomplished, I haven't even started. And the Lech Lecha that drives the Talmud Chacham is that constant feeling of a chisaron, it's missing, it's not yet, utat, it's going to be, but it's not yet. And therefore that pushes him to be moisif ha'hailach, and ha'hailach, and moisif, and moisif ha'hailach, leich lecha kum is halach. Masha'en came, the ability to stand still, the ability to be still, which is the midah of yira, the oimik of that midah of yira, of stillfulness, of standing still, the oimik of that is a certain very, very profound and deep awareness of hakol nimsa kan. This is good. Alles ist du. Everything is here. There's nothing else I could want. Everything is here. Gevura, that midah that we're talking about, the Gevura of Yitzchak Avinu and Yira, it means the inability to go forward, not because this individual is not motivated, God forbid, or not because he's unable, he doesn't know how to go forward, to run. It's not because of something that's wrong with him, Chas v'Shalom. Tamid Chacham Ein Lehem Menucha. The Yira of the Talmud Chacham, of the Tzaddik, comes from those moments in life when there's an unbelievable, indescribable feeling of nothing is missing. Nothing is missing. In the Maral's Nusach, the Nusach of the Maral is so beautiful. And to understand this properly, we'll have to go back to this Maral maybe next week. In the 40th parak of Tiferes Yisrael, Ki ha-shvisa va-hefsek moira al hashlama. Shvisa means when you stop. Shabbos. Shvisa va-hefsek, stopping. Discontinuation, stopping. It's not the way we usually think of it. Oh, I'm in the middle of something. So I just got tired. I don't feel like I'm not motivated anymore. I'm done because I don't want to do anything else. That's not what Shvisa and Hefsik means. When a person comes to a point where he's done what he could do, and the Baruch Shalom says, stop over here, I must speak for now. It's enough for now. It's enough. So the Maral says, Ashvisa v'ahefsik mar al hashlama. When something is in motion, it means it's not done. When something is finished, it stops. It means it's come to a point of hashlama. So in the beginning of Avraham Avinu's path, in his unfinished restlessness, it's lech lecha, coming and going, kum ishalach, aloich ben asaya. But the soif of a Jew is to come to a madrega of ata yadati ki yirei lukim ata. Now I know that you fear me. And when I tell you to stop, stop. And when the Mishtaburo, the Shulchan Aruch says, ad kan. When halacha tells you, halacha, which means to go, tells you, don't go. Then you have to know that the time is to stop and to reflect and to be happy and to be satisfied and to stand absolutely still. Va'ata pray amoidi madi. So Avraham Avinu, from the beginning, whose natural need was going and wanting and reaching, ahava. When it comes to the final Nisayon, the final test of the Akedah, he rises up to that Madrega, to the world of Gevul, of boundaries, of borders, where even the one who loves and even the one who is restless is able to stop and to have Menucha. And to hear Hashem saying, Al tas lemu'uma, don't do anything. Take it easy. Just stop. Don't go further. I'm telling you, that's what Yiras Hashem means. I'm telling you, don't go further. I'm telling you, don't do anything other than what I'm saying to you. Ata poya moedi modi. Hakol kan. Everything is here. And because of this, we can understand a very wondrous thing. At the beginning of his journey, what we read today, the Baruch Shalom makes promises. He makes a beautiful promise to Avraham Avinu. And the Baruch Shalom says, Ve'ez chalagoy gover, I will make you into a great nation. That's one thing. I will bench you, I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. So you know what Rashi says? Rashi says that the Baruch Shalom is promising Avraham Avinu three things. Alabonim, he is promising him children. Children. A nation would come from him. He is promising kinderlich. Al-Amamun, he was promising him Parnasa, money. Bal HaShem, and he was promising that he would have a good name. V'agad L'Shemach, his name would become great. That's the beginning of his path. Children, Parnasa, and reputation. Can you think of anything else in the world that makes you as crazy as those three things? That makes you run around, scramble around, as those things. Children, which of course means the zivig, a shidduch, and having a family. Mom and parnasa. And a shame toiv, to have a shame. All of our inability to find menucha in life is traced back to the three promises that God made to Avraham Avinu. Bonim, ala bonim, ala momim, ala shame. That's the beginning of his path. In the Lech Lecha setting, right? In the Lech Lecha setting, Lech Lecha means you're going to be spending your whole life coming and going. Al Habonim, Al Hamamin, Al Hashem. The end of his path, by the Akedas Yitzchak, everybody knows. Everybody knows why Sarimenu died. We don't like to talk about it so much. Because Yitzchak almost died, right? And everybody knows that even though at the last moment Hashem sent the Malach to stop the Shechita, to stop Avraham Avinu from shechting him, Everybody knows it's Ke'ilu Nishchat, and one of the most mysterious things in Torah is that for a long time in Chumash we don't hear from Yitzchak Avinu, right? And everybody knows that the Imin Yitchias HaMeisim and the Bracha of Gruus of Yitzchak Avinu, Bracha to Hashem that we say in Shemesim Chai HaMeisim, is talking about Yitzchak Avinu who came back from the dead. In other words, something happened by the Akedah. He died and he came back. It was Ke'ilu Nishchat. Nishchat, something happened. But what we do know, we don't know exactly how that was, but we do know that when he came off of that Mizbeach, there was a dead man coming back to life. Now think for a moment. That Ke'ilu Nishchat, when we say that Yitzchak Avinu, this is the final test of Avraham Avinu. The Ke'ilu Nishchat, the death of Yitzchak would mean, and since it is that he died in some way, the death of Yitzchak would mean no children, no money, and no name. Why? If Yitzchak Avinu is killed, and remember, it's Ke'ilu he was killed. The highest level of Avraham Avinu, the end of his journey was the Akedah. And the Akedah was killing his son. Lemaise, he was stopped from doing it, but Pnimius, it took place. And what does that mean? That means at the end of his journey, the highest madrega of Yirei Elokim, of Ati Yadak Yirei Elokim Ata, of Atas Lemuma, means if Yitzchak Avinu was killed, it means he has no children. Yishmael is not anything. And if anybody had any doubts about that, history has proven it many millions of times. As far as money is concerned, if there's no continuity, if there's no continuation, if there's no family, if Yitzchak Avinu was dead, he may have been based the Irish, so you see. Avraham Avinu said himself, I'll give over what I needed for. My inheritance, I don't have a child. So who am I going to give it to? I'll give it to Eliezer. He's good, he's faithful, he's loyal. Then Beisi Yerush, I say, I'll give it to him. But Be'etzer means that there's no purpose to have any money. Because there's no children, there's no family, there's no nation to build with that money. There's nothing to invest in. A name? A shame? What does it mean to have a name? If he dies without children, if Yitzchak is killed, it means a bittul of the name of Avraham Avinu. It means the end of Avraham Avinu's dynasty. It was a short-lived dynasty. It would have been a very short dynasty, Avraham Avinu, if Yitzchak would have been killed. And remember, he really was killed. So we understand that at the beginning Avraham Avinu was Lech Lecha. Oh, he went with his natural ahava of Avraham, Ahavius Pashtus, and ahava, and building, and running, and coming and going. And being moisif more to want to have children, and to want to have money, not God forbid stop to have money, but to have money to be able to build a people, a family, and a nation. And to have a shame, to have a name, not because I've already cared about COVID, but to make a name for God in the world through his children. That's all he wanted, Avraham Avinu, at the beginning. That's all he was looking for. But by the time he reached the Akedah, and he said, let me take one drop of blood. And his hand was shaking. We're not master what that means. His hand was shaking to continue on his journey, to continue moving, but there was such a contradiction. We can't understand it with the Ishbitzer and Absadik, all the Tzaddikim are explaining to us that this contradiction was what created the Jewish people. The hand is trying to move, and the Baruch Shalom says, Al Tas Lemuma, don't move. Ata Yadatiki Elokim Ata means that feeling of Amani Kan HaKol Kan, meaning that if you're here, everything is here. You don't have to have a son, you don't have to have money, and you don't have to have a shame. All you have to do is to listen to me. And if you do that, then everything is the way it's supposed to be. That's what happened by the Akedah. Al Tas Lemuma. There's no chisor. There's nothing that's missing. There's nothing that's lacking. Things are the way they're supposed to be. If you listen to me, whether you have a child, because now you're going to have a child, he's going to stay alive. or he's going to come back from the dead, whatever that was, or whether you don't have what you thought was necessary for your life. There's only one thing that a Jew needs to have Menuchas and Nefesh, Rabbi Yisrael, and that's the Rebbein Shlomo. You know what this means in Pnimius? Listen carefully. We have three fathers, Baruch Hashem. Yitzhak Avinu had a very chashuv father. And therefore Yitzhak Avinu received his emunah. He received a perfect, unblemished faith from his father. He was raised by Avraham Avinu. Yaakov Avinu received that faith from his father Yitzchak, also perfect and unblemished. Yitzchak Avinu was a real yeshiva bachur, a real, real yeshiva bachur. Yaakov Avinu, an ishtam yoshev ahalim. But Avraham Avinu was different. Avraham Avinu was not a yeshiva bachur. Avraham Avinu had sveikis in emunah. The restlessness of Avraham Avinu came from the fact that he grew up with skepticism and doubt. That he grew up with uncertainty. He grew up with a deep spiritual lack of menucha, a lack of settledness. And because of that, the most amazing life was set into motion, and he studied and he thought and he traveled through the world looking for the truth, looking for the Ribbono Shel Olam, looking for what he didn't receive from his father. He thought first that maybe the sun, maybe it's the sun, maybe it's the moon, maybe the stars. He was a very great philosopher, as the Rambam tells us. Until he came to the truth, till he came to certainty. There's a manhig, labira, there's a balabas, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. His father was Terach. His father was an idol worshiper. Therefore, Avraham Avinu had to be a Lech Lecha person. Avraham Avinu is called Avram HaIvri. Everybody knows Avram HaIvri, the Hebrew, but Ivri means that he was raised in one life and he had to look at the world and he had to cross over and choose a different life. Avram Avinu faced the Sofek. He looked at a world that was without Emunah. He came from a world without Emunah. And he was going back and forth, and he looked at the world without faith, his father's world. And he looked at the world in a different way, and he started studying the world, and he was looking into that place of emunah, of faith. And Avraham Avinu had to make a decision. That need to make a decision, that need to fill the empty space of his life was what caused him to be running and going. That's what brought about the Lech Lecha of his life. Because as we learned, as the Maharal says, when something is the way it's supposed to be, then it stands still. A malach, an angel, doesn't have any problems. From what I understand, there's still no such thing as any school for malachim at risk. Did you hear of something like that? I haven't heard yet. I'm sure some good Jewish businessman will think of something like that, malachim at risk. But in the meantime, there is no such thing as a malach at risk. A malach is what it is. It stands still in the certainty of God and the certainty of its existence. Yitzchak Avinu was not moving the way that his father was, because Yitzchak Avinu was given everything and it was clear to him. He was born in a world of faith. He didn't have to run back and forth to check this out and check that out. He didn't have to go through the Lech Lecha, the Kumis Alech, the Haloch V'Nasei, the high notes and the low notes, the ups and downs. Yitzchak Avinu was Gurgar. stand still, like a malach. But Avraham Avinu at the beginning of his path felt so empty. The restlessness of Avraham Avinu was the restlessness that comes from that feeling of chisaron, that this couldn't be it. And therefore, because of that feeling of incompleteness, he was driven to that way of Tamidi Chacham Ein Lehem Menuch Eloi Ba'ilam Azev Eloi Ba'ilam Haba Shenema Ve'yel Chani Chayel Al Chayel. And he went from strength to strength to try to somehow complete that which was incomplete in his life, to finish, to make a safe pasuk, to come to that clarity which eventually he would come to when he stood on the mountain on the Harabayis in the place of the Beis HaMikdash, when he stood there holding the knife over Yitzchak. And the Baruch Shalom told him, Avram, Avram, Al Tishlach through the Malach, through a Malach, through an angel who knows how to stop. Avram, stand still. Al Tashlach Hum. Al Tishlach Yod Chalanav, Al Tashlach Hum. Ki'ati, Yodati. Now I have brought you up to a higher level, to a level that's called Yirei Elokim Ata. Where even the restless one, even the one with Sveikis, even the one who fought every inch along the way, who had to constantly move and change and grow and struggle, will be able to experience the tranquility of certainty, the peacefulness of Yirat Shamayim, knowing that I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice to speak Lashon Hara. I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice to look at the wrong thing, to say the wrong thing. I don't have a choice. You see, the restlessness comes from every single second. You walk in the street, so you see something you shouldn't look at, and it says, look at me. And the Baruch Shalom, you hear something else, says, don't look at that. So then you become lech lecha. Lech lecha. Lech lecha. Haloich v'nasaya. That's Avraham Avinu's trip. Looking for shleimus, trying to tear yourself away from those signs, from those words. That's the beginning of the journey. But every Lech Lecha Jew who works hard at that is promised that if you struggle with your nisyanis, just like Avraham Avinu, you'll come to a point where the Baruch Hashem tells you, he puts his hand on your shoulder and he says, Al Tas Mu'uma. Stand still, 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 still. Stand still. Be quiet. Be still. And the turbulence stops. The movement, the need, the fear of making the wrong decision. I don't have to worry, the Shulchan Aruch says like that. Who said Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch passed it like that? That's good. Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch said, that's good for me. Why did Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch say that? I'll learn it some other time. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch said that, you sure? Absolutely. That's good. He said, I shouldn't do this, I should do that. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch said, I'll do what he said. Because because he received the Kabbalah of Halach, and that's how I'm going to live. This is what the Gemara meant when it spoke about the deepest level of faith. Bo chavakuk vehemidan alachas. Tzadik vehemunosoi yichya. The Novi Chavakuk came and he took all of Yiddishkeit and he put it on one thing. Hemidan alachas. Va'ata koi amoidim. Hemidan means to stand still. La'amod. Like the malachim ha'oimdim. Ma'alchim ben ha'oimdim ha'ela. Hemidan alachas. What's hemidan alachas? Tzadik vehemunosoi yichya. A life of faith. A life of faith means hemidan alachas, a life of menuchas hanefesh. Hemidan alachas, va'atapoy amoidi modi. I'm not torn anymore for this moment. I'm not torn between two sides. There's only one voice, it's the voice of God. The same voice that wants me to move wants me to stand still. I'm not torn anymore between two sounds that are clashing in my brain. And now we could understand, based upon what we just learned, we could find a Pesach, an opening into the Menucha of Shabbos, just an opening. We have to push to open it more. But just to get in a little sneak preview of what Shabbos is. The Baruch Hu is creating and creating and creating. The Baruch Hu at the beginning of the Torah is Lech Lecha. The Baruch Hu is busy. first day, second day, a lot of stuff was going on. And everything looks like it's going nice. And then all of a sudden, everything is waiting. Try to imagine the whole universe. It was a tumult. Everybody's saying, because nobody ever met each other before. You know, it's like every single day when you go into a class, or you go to a shiur, or you're just saying this week how everybody's so excited to see each other. They just saw each other yesterday, especially if you go by the girls. When the class starts, everybody's so happy. It's a tumult. And they just saw each other. So you can imagine what it must have been like in Bereshis. No blade of grass ever met another blade of grass. Well, how are you? Who are you? Where do you come from? He said, I don't know. I'm here. And everything in the world, all the animals and the sun and the moon, everything is saying, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. What do you do? I make these sounds. Why? I don't know. But this is what I do. I grow, I go here, I come there. The whole world was so labedic. But you know why it was so labedic? So Rashi says in Chazal, Mahaya Ha'olam Chasa. What was the world missing? No? Menucha. It was missing Menucha. Ba Shabbos, Ba Menucha. Vayichu HaShemayim V'Oretz V'Chol Tzivah. Vayichal L'kim V'Yoyim HaShim Kol Malach V'Yashar Osa. V'Varuch L'kim V'Ziyem HaShvi. V'Kadish Oysa Shabbos. Mahaya Ha'olam Chasa Menucha. The world was gewaldig. Lech Lecha. Everything in the world was filled with the light of Lech Lecha. And everything wanted to go and to move. But the world had no peace. The restlessness came from constantly, the world constantly had to choose every second to live, not to live, to be, not to be, every second. And that's what the Tzaddikim revealed to us, that in the word Bereshis consists of two words. Yorei, Yira, Yorei, and Shavas. Fear. Yiras Hashem, Ata Yadadi Ki Yirei Elokim Ata, Yorei, Shavas. Is the Oisi is gracious. Chazal say that even in Amoris, Amos Shabbos alone, that you could trust in Amoris, it has to do certain things with Chumas and Mises, that even in Amoris, even though a person who's not normally trustworthy, when it comes to Shabbos, on Shabbos you could trust him. Amoris, Amos Shabbos alone, he feels a sense of year on Shabbos. Shabbos gracious. Gracious is the Oisi is Yorei Shabbos, Yorei Shabbos, Yorei Boishes. What does that mean? The 6 days of the week are the 6 days where a person is thrown from one world to the next. It's Lech Lecha, where he's in that sugya, that parasha of Bonim, of Mokum, of Mammon, and of Shame, trying to have a family. Having a family means Shidduch, and then after getting married, all that means to be able to have a family with the children and so on, and Mammon, and to be able to support and take care and to have Parnosa for yourself and for others, and Shame, to have a name, a reputation, and to bring Hashem's Baruch's name. The 6 days of the week, we eat from the Ilana Desfeke, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because the 6 days of the week were like the children of Terach, you know? It's like the children of Terach that are not sure. The 6 days of the week are so busy because we're constantly running from one thing to the next, we have to decide. We're like Avraham Avinu, thrown into a world without a past, and having to make a decision every second. And the 6 days of the week, if we're Elach Yidden, we have to make decisions every second. It's the Ilana Desfeke, it's a place of doubt. The 6 days of the week is a time of doubt. And therefore it's Chayil El Chayil. But then when you come to Shabbos, Shabbos is Al Taslim Ha'uma. Shabbos is don't do anything. Still. That's when Chazal say, you should look at Shabbos Ki'ilu, all the Malachi is finished. Everything was prepared, everything was done, everything is cooked, everything's finished. Kol malach tocha asuya. Everything is done. And it doesn't mean only for that week. It means the highest level of Shabbos is everything in your life is ready. Everything is already taken care of. Not just this week, that I can't do anything else because it's already, you look at the clock and it says 4:30, you finish candlelighting, come on. It means my whole life. It means everything is okay. Hakol kan. Im ani kan, hakol kan. The 6 days of the week is in the Sati Lecha Mahalchim. We're like Mahalchim, we're constantly moving the 6 days. Shabbos, we're like Malachim. Ben Ha'oindim Ha'ela. Shabbos, the Baruch Shalom whispers in the ear of every Jew, Va'ata you, Poi, Amoid Imadi. Stand. Stay still. Amoid Imadi. And that's why the Torah reveals to us a very, very, very great thing. They were gathering them on every morning. That's the 6 days of the week, right? Everybody's busy gathering them on. Afterwards it says, Don't go draying around in the field. You're not going to find it out. You're not going to find anything. Hayom loisim tzu basada. Sheishes yom til ketu. For 6 days you gather it. Bayom hashvi Shabbos. Lo yiyaba. Nothing more on Shabbos. There's no more on Shabbos. Vayhi bayom hashvi yotzu min ha'am lilkait. Absolutely, you know. They didn't have a good. It wasn't. They couldn't stop. Yotzim and ha'am lilkait, but the loy matzo. But they didn't find anything. And then the Torah goes on and says, why didn't they find anything? Because the Baruch Shalom said, shvu ish tachtov. Every person sit still in your place. Listen to the words. Al yetzei ish mimkoymai beyoyim hashvi. Don't go out of your place on the seventh day. It's a whole section in Aruch Chaim, the halachas of Tchum Shabbos, which we hardly feel because we live in a big city. But Tchum Shabbos, there are boundaries. The essence of Shabbos is a Tchum. It's contained in an area, in a space. Al-Tasma means Ayesa Ishmu Kaima Vyamashvi Shvu Ishtartav Blaik Da Yitzchakivina Ati Adad Kirelikim Ata Bracious Oisius Yore Shavis. Don't move. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. But a person, until that last second of lighting the candles, everything is moving. When you read the words of Eishes Chayil, the Eishes Chayil, it's the busiest parak in the whole Tanakh, right? Teish Eschayil. The whole thing, Doshet Semer Fishtim, Atas Bechavis Kape, everything is, she's busy. Teish Eschayil means Klai Yisrael. Hashem's Kala, right? The whole 6 days of the week in the Teish Eschayil is Atas Bechavis Kape, doing more and more and more and more and more. Talking about Elilah, she's going to be late at night. Fatitan Terra for the face of a Hoplan Arasa, Bonim, and Momin, and Shame. That's until candlelighting. That's how the Eishes Chayil, the Jewish people, live until candlelighting. Moving. Lech Lecha, Mechayil Lechayil. Something is missing. The Jews are on the run. Then all of a sudden, when the candles are lit, that time of Sheshes Yomim Tilketuhu, of the gathering, of the running, of the Lech Lecha ends. And Bo Shabbos Bo Menucha. And the tranquility of Shabbos comes. And then the Jewish people lifted up to the last sentence of Eishes Chayil. Isha Yiras Hashem Hitishal. Va'ati Yadati Ki Yireh Elokim Ata. Isha Yiras Hashem. To be able to stop. And to serve God by being silent, by not moving, by accepting and being happy with what you have, even in ruchnius, by knowing that all there is to stand in God's presence. And the highest madrega I can live is to be bound to Him, whether He wants me to go or He wants me to stop. But it's that feeling that comes with Shabbos, that I am who I want to be, and I'm with the people I want to be, I'm in the place that I want to be. And therefore, the menucha that comes with that feeling of him, midan al achas, that can't be put into words. But tzadik b'manasa yichya, which is Shabbos. Tzadik b'manasa yichya, that unbelievable isha, yiras Hashem, yitasalo. And the Baruch Shalom tells each and every one of us, al tas le'muma, stop handling with the air conditioner. Take your hands off the Shabbos clock. Each and every one of the Baruch Shalom says, al tas le'muma. Finish up. But I'm not done. I have this. Oh, I have another 2 minutes. Al tas le'muma gets louder. As it comes to that last minute, al tas le'muma. Vata koi amoidi madi. Stand still. Your Yirei Shemayim, an Erlech HaYid, has to feel right now that you've done what you could do. And that's all I ask of you, is to be who you are, who I made you. That's all. And there's nothing to add. And that's the Rosa de Echa, the mystery of the oneness of Shabbos that we say in Kegavna. And that's the joy of Lecha Doidi, of the Eishes Chal, of Isha Yiras Hashem Hitesha'ala. It's no more of Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boike, the 6 days of the week, morning and night, Vatokim Vod Laila. That's the 6 days of the week. When it comes to Shabbos, it doesn't say anymore Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boike. It's Kulay Or, like the Rebbeinu Chaim of the Tzaddikim explain. Hemidan al achas, ata echa, v'shimcha echa, mika'amcha yisrael goy echa ba'aretz. Menucha shleima sh'ata reitzava. The complete and perfect menucha of ata yadati ki reilikim ata, the life of a God-fearing Jew. And then Shabbos ends and you feel once again empty and you start running. But the Baruch Hashem gives us Shabbos. And we're going to talk more about how to draw from Shabbos into the week. That when you draw from Shabbos into the week, that you're able to have with that koyach of emuna, the koyach of Shabbos, that a person's able to experience, even he's able to experience that menucha during the most difficult, craziest times. If Shabbos is menucha shleimah shatei reitzabo, then even in the life of bonim, of momen and shame, even in the time of lech lecha, there'll be moments. Very, very, very powerful and beautiful, very life-giving moments of the menucha of Shabbos that a person can tap into during the week. No, we should be zeicher for that time. We should be Shabbos for menucha will be lechai olamim, and the world will be the way that it's supposed to be, and the tzaddikim will be able to finally rest in Hashem Yisroel's arms. And it will be Shabbos forever. And the Baruch Hashem will say to each and every one of us, Al tas le'muma, you didn't know. All of the time you were the person I wanted you to be. You just didn't know. And the Baruch Hashem will say, Al tas le'muma, Al tishloch yodcha l'anah, Al tas le'muma. Because on that day it will be Shabbos le'menucha, l'chai olam. We should be zeichet, as Hashem, to see it soon. The gula shnei v'amitis, mehev yameinu, amen.